Welcome back to The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. The Southern Delaware Orchestra, or SODELO, is hard at work preparing for a summer concert series featuring a guest conductor, a guest soloist, and the orchestra's debut appearance at the Freeman Arts Pavilion. In this edition of Arts Playlist, Delaware Public Media's Martin Matheny gets a preview of SODELO's summer season with violinist Steve Greifer, SODELO's co-founder and board president.
Before I talk about these summer concerts, SODELO is not a particularly old orchestra, and I wonder if you could tell me a little bit about how this came about and the history of the orchestra.
A little more than three years ago, I moved down to Delaware, and I had been playing in a community orchestra pre-pandemic up in Westchester County, New York. And I wanted to find some people to play music with when I moved down here. I put a post up on Facebook and got a response of about 30 people, 30 string players, saying that they wanted to play. And one of the string players was a woman named Eva Delgallo, who said, "Forget about duets and quartets, Steve. We've got enough people here to put together an orchestra." And then about a year and a half in, we always wanted to expand to being a full orchestra. And we had the opportunity to do that through an association with AARP. They came to us and said, "Can you work with us on a performance at the Grand Opera House in Wilmington? But we need a full orchestra to accompany a Broadway soloist." So we quickly pulled together winds, brass, and percussion, and we became a full symphony orchestra. And we're on a huge upward trajectory. But just from a little, "Do you want to play duets, anyone out there?" To where we are today, it's been a crazy ride.
And you've got a guest conductor coming in, right?
We do. Steven Zarkowski is a very accomplished cellist and conductor. He's conducted the National Symphony. He's the chief conductor of the Central Pennsylvania Symphony. He plays with the Newark Symphony. And a lot of the people in the orchestra had played with him before. So it was sort of a natural step as we were looking for a guest conductor. And Steven really is a great guy who really fits in with the karma of the orchestra and who we are.
And you've also got a guest soloist appearing this summer as well, right?
Yes, that's so exciting. Another member of the family. Makita is going to sing a lot of the American classics. We have some Broadway pieces. And I know that the audience is going to be very excited, just as the audiences at the Metropolitan Opera and the Lyric Opera at Chicago have been when they've had a chance to hear Makita in the past.
Well, we've talked about who's going to be performing. Tell me what they're going to be performing. What will the repertoire be on these summer concerts?
The program is called the Summer Celebration of America's Music, and it really focuses in on the greatness of the iconic composers like Aaron Copland and George Gershwin, Leroy Anderson. And I would say with some confidence that people will recognize 85% of the music and perhaps even sing along with some of it. And then as part of our ethos and our mission, we always want to challenge the musicians on stage, and we want to expand our repertoire and our musicianship. So some classical fans would say, "Well, if you're going to play Aaron Copland for a summer concert, I know the pieces that you're going to play." Well, in this case, we're going to introduce things that people don't necessarily know about Aaron Copland as well. So it's that right mix for people who just want to come to a concert and hear the hits and hear the favorites and sing along and enjoy a summer afternoon or a summer evening. But we're also going to introduce some new music to people that love the other music as well. And that's really part of what SODELO is about, is introducing the joy of orchestral music to Southern Delaware.
One thing that's new for SODELO this summer, you're taking the show to Milford, and there's some extra significance to this Milford show in terms of the location, right?
We're so excited about going to Milford for a lot of different reasons. I think one of the primary reasons that we're excited is one of our hopes and dreams as an orchestra in Southern Delaware is to help encourage the school programs here in Southern Delaware to introduce string education. This is the first high school in Southern Delaware that is introducing string education. So part of our appearance at Milford is really a salute to that and in support of that, and even to help drive interest and maybe gain some momentum for that program in particular, which we hope will then leak into some of the other schools. So to be a part of that is an amazing thing. The other thing about expanding to Milford is it's really part of our mission to be the Southern Delaware Orchestra. So expanding into new markets is also an important part of what we're trying to do. And Milford is an obvious great new market. It also sort of touches the Dover area. So we're hoping to bring music again, orchestral music, to that region as well.
Where can folks see the orchestra this summer? Where will you be playing and when?
So we have two concerts in July that are sort of our traditional concerts. The first one is going to be in Milford at Milford High School on July 19th at 3 p.m. And the second concert is going to be at our home field of Cape Henlopen High School in Lewis. And that will be the next day, Sunday, July 20th, also at 3 p.m. Beyond that, we're going to repeat the program that we're playing on the 19th and 20th at the Freeman Stage on August 12th at 7 p.m. But we're going to switch some pieces out, and we have a great surprise. Actually, we have a couple of great surprises that will make it worthwhile for people who may have seen us in July to also come down, enjoy the Freeman Stage environment, and hear us again.
And then finally, thinking past the summer, got a new season coming up. What can you tell us about what's coming up in the fall-winter season?
Well, our next concert after the Freeman Stage concert is going to be a Halloween celebration. It's going to be a pops-oriented, family-oriented concert that's going to be really fun to play and really fun to perform. But speaking about being a young orchestra, we're 3 years old, and the Southern Delaware Chorale is turning 40 this year. And to celebrate their 40th anniversary, they wanted to replay the piece that they started with 40 years ago, which is Handel's Messiah. And they came to us and asked us if we would partner with them in performances of the Messiah. So we're over the moon with that. It's an amazing collaboration between two great arts organizations in Southern Delaware, and we're certainly putting together something that a sum that is greater than the parts here.
Yeah, and I've got to say, if people have never heard the Messiah done with the full chorale and the full orchestra, it is a really amazing experience to see and hear.
I got to say, as you were saying that, and now I'm going to reveal my deep geekdom, but I get chills. I really do.
Thanks to Sodello Board President and co-founder Steve Greifer and our Martin Matheny for joining us on this edition of Arts Playlist. Information about Sodello's summer concerts and tickets are available at sodellomusic.org. And we wrap up The Green next with Enlighten Me, where we highlight more stories from University of Delaware student journalists. You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media.